It is the Mighty 690 KGGM. 12 minutes after 8, and Lisa Wilson's here with cat pictures.
I shouldn't have told you that right
now.
No, before.
I want to see them. Show them.
Well, not right now.
Well, why not?
Because I can't talk and navigate my phone at the same time.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I'm that person. I will give you a pass this time.
Okay.
But next time, be prepared with those cat pictures.
I know. Well, I'm going to show them to you when we get off air, because as soon as we finished last week, I texted my daughter and said, mm-hmm. You have to send me some pictures of Mello, which is a Maine Coon. Is that how you say it?
Maine Coon.
The state of, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And her cat is huge. And
well, yeah,
so
they get that way.
We've got to compare.
Morgana is 3 months old, and she's growing even as we speak. It's like an Iowa cornfield.
Yes.
You can sit there on a hot summer night and actually hear the corn growing. You can hear this cat growing. It's just, and the other two cats are, they're getting no break from her because she's still wild and kitten-like and everything. And she's already out-muscling the two bigger cats, and they're frankly sick of it.
Well.
And they can't hold her down and make her behave like an adult cat would do to a kitten, because she just tosses them right off of her body, you know. Who's in charge now?
That's right.
So, Independence Chamber of Commerce, and it's a great place to live, a great place to play, great place to work, dine and dance and listen to music. What all you got going on for us?
Raise cats.
Yeah, raise cats, that's indeed. Right. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have a lot going on, and it starts right away. This Friday is the grand opening and the ribbon cutting for U.S. Cellular. Their corporate store is having a grand opening. The ribbon cutting will be Friday at 9:45, and all the fun just continues throughout the weekend. There's going to be live entertainment on Saturday from 11 to 1. They're going to have free food, giveaways. I think I saw something about a couple of Yeti coolers that they're giving away. So,
is this going to be inside or outside? Because outside is going to be fabulous this weekend.
It is?
Yeah, they're talking about highs on Friday and Saturday in the low 80s.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe a chance, 50% chance of rain, but, you know, hallelujah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, it will be partially inside and outside. Mm-hmm. It's at their new location out by Walmart at 106 Peter Pan Road. It's in the former Cato building. They've sectioned that off, and U.S. Cellular's corporate store will be in there. So I'm assuming that some activity will be outside to draw you in, and you'll be inside, hopefully, in the air conditioning. So that starts on Friday. And then also this week is the 101st Annual Montgomery County 4-H Fair. Everything ramps up at Riverside Park. So you don't want to miss out on all the activities they have planned. Friday evening at 7:30 is the swine show, so you can check out all the swine. Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, you can go to the dairy goat show. You can check out the sheep show Saturday evening at 7. And then Sunday evening at 6 is the dairy cattle show. And wrapping up the fair will be the livestock premium sale on Monday, August the 1st at 7 p.m., and just remember, this is just a little bit of what you're going
to
experience.
Well, we're doing a live broadcast from the fair Saturday from 9 until 11 as part of Open Line. Our own Matt Jordan will be there.
Yes.
Talking to the kids.
Write that down. Okay.
And we'll be broadcasting it out right here on the radio for gosh and everybody to hear.
Well, good, because Saturday's going to be crazy busy in Independence, because not only will things be still happening out at the Montgomery County 4-H Fair, but in downtown Independence, it will be the sidewalk sale.
Mm.
And so you got to get up early to catch all the bargains. The sidewalk sale will start at 7 o'clock in the morning. And this is also going to be the day that Main Street kicks off their Shopopoly.
Right.
I can say that now.
Yeah, there you go. You've been practicing all week.
Shopopoly game patterned after the amazing Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get your game cards on Saturday, and then the game will kick off on Monday. And you can check out all the details of the game on Main Street's Facebook page. They will also be passing out $2 lunch coupons that are good only for Saturday. And you can use those lunch coupons at one of the participating restaurants in the downtown area. So basically, you can shop till you drop and then drop in a restaurant. And
I can eat a whole lot of food on those $2 coupons.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. But anyway, we just encourage everyone to get out and shop, dine, and relax in historic downtown Independence. I tell you, if the weather's going to be as nice as what you say.
Mm-hmm. And would I kid you? Because we've been so miserable. It's I think was watching the TV news last night. Something like 11 straight days now of triple digit highs, and I'm done with it. I'm done with it, I tell you. But unfortunately, they're not done with us, because after we get through this cool period, it's going to go back up into the triple digits, at least for a couple of days. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, enjoy it.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Yeah, it's not too bad out there right now.
No, it's 82 right now.
Okay. Yeah. Farmers Market will also be on Saturday, so you can shop downtown, and then when you get all the bargains, you can go over behind Annie Mae's and take in the Farmers Market. They'll be open from 7:30 to 11, and they also are open every Thursday evening from 4 to 7. So the location, if you don't know where Annie Mae's is in downtown Independence at the corner of 8th and Chestnut. And I've been numerous times, and all of the vendors that are there have so many wonderful things to choose from. They have not only just fresh vegetables. There's one vendor that has pecans that are not dolled up with sugar or anything. They're just great pecans. You can just eat them like candy, though. Jellies and jams and eggs, honey. There's cheese available, coffee, and lots of baked goods. There's this one family. I think they travel in from a farm on Fredonia. And they make donuts. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, my favorite junk food right there. Yeah.
I love donuts, and these are great donuts. So local artisans are always selling the things that they've handcrafted, such as jewelry and wood crafts and bath products and candles. So go check out the Farmers Market, and you should check it out not only because you can shop and check out everything that they have, but also Stuff the Bus will be at the Farmers Market. So if you don't know what Stuff the Bus is, Jim Kelly, who
state representative.
Yes, that's right. And he's also served on the USD 446 Educational Foundation, has just been very involved with our youth and helping our school, has championed for years the Stuff the Bus program. Basically pulls the school bus in to the Farmers Market, and you're supposed to bring school supplies.
Load them up.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Or write some checks and contribute to the cause, so that all of our kids have everything they need to have a successful school year. If you don't have time to run and get notebook paper and crayons and scissors and glue sticks and such, you can just grab your checkbook. You can write a check, make it out to CFFI. That stands for Community Foundation for Independence. And you can drop it off with Jim on Saturday, or you can drop it off at the Chamber. You can drop it off at Community National Bank later in the week, and we'll get those monies to the foundation, and so that they can buy school supplies now and throughout the year. So it's nice to have those monies available. You know, we've talked about how teachers use so much of their own money to make sure their kiddos have what they need.
You hate to see them having to dig into their own pockets, because they're not the most highly paid individuals in the world either, you know. So anything we can do to help.
That's right.
Yeah, by all means,
so many
we should.
Of us, if we all just pitch in even just a few supplies, can you imagine? That would be a boatload.
Even if you don't have kids in school, a well-educated workforce in our area is really what we want, and that's what we're trying to help with this Stuff the Bus.
Yes, and it makes those kids feel that they're well taken care of.
That somebody
and cared
cares about.
Them.
Exactly.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. Also, this weekend is Little House on the Prairie's celebration of Carrie's birthday. So that's Saturday from 1 to 3. Again, I'm thrilled. I didn't know it was going to be nice. I've seen triple digits for days. I just keep thinking it's never going to stop.
Yeah,
I know.
We're so Stockholm syndromed into thinking this is okay, we can deal with this, and now we're going to get a couple days where there's a 50% chance of rain and highs in the low 80s.
Good days are coming.
Yeah.
So this Saturday, 1 to 3, go out to Little House on the Prairie, enjoy some cake and ice cream, and listen to presentations about Carrie's life and the life of Dr. Tan. If you need more information about this celebration or anything out on the prairie, you can call 620-289-4238. Then on Sunday, we have the second annual Together as One. It's a community church service this Sunday at 10 at Memorial Hall, 410 North Penn Avenue. 11 local churches have joined together basically as one church with one service. And Eddie Rents from Convoy of Hope will be their guest speaker. And Children's Church will be available for the kids. So basically, you just bring the entire family, come together, and enjoy a wonderful church service. And then later in the afternoon, you can join all the fun at Riverside Beach Family Aquatic Center from 6 to 8 because the churches have rented the aquatic center, so admission will be free. So
yep.
Everybody can get together and swim.
First the praying, then the swimming.
That's right. Praying and swimming. Can't beat it. And then I'll backtrack a little bit. Today's Tuesday, so I'm mm-hmm. going to move forward as if we're talking about Sunday and then going right into Monday. If it is hot again.
It's supposed to start warming back up again, okay. Yeah.
You want to beat the heat and enjoy some of the air conditioning at the VFW. Every Monday night is bingo. I think we have bingo in Independence at least a couple of nights mm-hmm. I'm going to talk about. Doors open at 5 and the bingo games start at 7. You can buy a bingo pack for $7. They give away lots of prize money. It's always a fun time. So if a little more serious bingo is your thing, check out the VFW. And if fun bingo is your thing, then hang tight and we'll talk about musical bingo here.
I'm more of the fun bingo type.
Okay.
I've played in bingo halls with the serious roller derby type bingo types, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I
do. They're not there to mess around.
They're there to win some money.
Exactly.
That's right.
And you keep your yap shut and let me hear the numbers.
Speaking of money, are you going to buy a mega... Was it a Mega Million?
$800 million. I was telling Brian earlier that I have a version of the lotto that you can play at home.
Okay.
You just reach into your wallet, grab a crisp bill of whatever. No, you have to crumple it up first.
Okay.
And then throw it over your shoulder into the fireplace. You have just played the lotto.
Oh. Okay. I don't play, but when it's $800 million, I do.
You got to get in,
yes.
Yeah, because somebody's gonna win it. I mean, why shouldn't it be you, right?
That's right. And if I do, I will not be here next week.
Yeah, I was gonna say, remember your old pal Bill here
okay.
when you come into your riches.
If I'm gone next week, everyone's gonna suspect that
yeah.
I won. No,
yeah.
I wish. So okay,
you got those dollar signs in your eyes right now, kiddo.
Can you imagine?
I can't. No.
Imagine.
No.
All right, because I'm sure that I will be here next week, I will continue on. Eagle Rock Shredders is Tuesday night. They have bike rides every Tuesday night out at the bike trails at Elk City State Park. And again, they're called Eagle Rock Shredders. I'm not sure if I completely said that.
You did.
But they meet at the Outlet Channel parking lot, and they ride every Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. Helmets are required, and if you want to ride after dark, you got to wear a light for safety. So if bike riding is your thing, trail biking, check that out. I'm sure that would be lots of fun. And if yoga is your thing, every Tuesday evening, and they are having it tonight because we checked,
right?
545 just east of Monkey Island. There's no charge for these 45-minute yoga classes. They're being provided by Yoga by Nicole. Nicole is Nicole Villasmill. And however, in lieu of a class charge, participants are encouraged to just donate to Four Paws. That's Friends of Riverside Park and Zoo, hence the place you're having the yoga. So
right.
It's always nice to give back. You're supposed to bring your own mat, lots of water, and enjoy an evening of hot yoga. So
every time
legitimately hot yoga.
Yeah, it's just so hot. Every time you say Monkey Island, though, I have to smile a little bit. Because as a kid, to me, that would sound like the happiest place on earth.
It is a happy
Go
place.
Go live on Monkey Island with all the monkeys.
What is that? What was that show a long time ago in the 70s?
Fantasy Island?
Fantasy Island,
yeah.
Yes.
The planes, the
yes.
planes, the boys, the planes.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Mid-Continent Band is Tuesday evenings. Typically, they play in the band shell, but because of the extreme heat, they are playing at the Independence High School's Performing Arts Center. So tonight's concert at 7 o'clock will be inside, air-conditioned. And, you know, even if we all are sitting out, you know, in the open air enjoying the concert, the band members are down low in that band shell tight together, and it is hot and there is no movement of air. So we don't want anyone getting sick from the heat. And
don't want to see a tuba player pass out from heat exhaustion or something.
And we don't want to be miserable.
Yeah.
They've practiced, so we're going to sit in the air conditioning tonight. And then Kids Night will be Tuesday, August the 9th, and the Chamber of Commerce will be there providing popsicles and glow bracelets. And as long as the humidity is not too high, I will be doing some face painting. Because if it's too humid,
you
the
just
paint
get the
just
sweat.
Rolls
yeah.
right off their face.
Yeah, it's gross for everybody.
Yes,
yeah.
So I won't be doing that. But But we will be out there with popsicles and glow bracelets on Tuesday.
What do most of the kids want for the face paint?
Well, because I'm not talented, we don't give options. Uh-huh. I just say, how about a spider? Uh-huh. Or how about, or right. I say, I'll just surprise you.
Now you're a monkey. That's right. You'll live a monkey island.
That's right. So I'll take some pictures. I'm not terrible. Mm-hmm. I've gotten pretty good
over selling yourself.
11, 12 years of doing it. So. But it's free. So, you know, if I was charging,
okay.
I'd step up my game.
Yeah.
Wednesday evening, Dickie's Barbecue always has live music downtown. So Alicia Kay will be playing this week. She'll play from 6:30 to 9. Want to give a little shout out to Dickie's. You get free ice cream if you eat at Dickie's. Mm-hmm. So they've got some really good soft serve ice cream. You can even make a little root beer float with it. So check that out. And actually, I think kids eat free on Sundays, so that's something to consider. And then moving right along into bingo. So we talked about bingo at the V. We've got bingo at the brewery.
Yep.
Musical bingo's Wednesday night at 7. Bingo cards are $1, and winners receive Indie Brew Works gift certificates, I guess if you win. And then all the fun continues with the Brainiacs the next night for trivia. That's Thursday at 7 o'clock. They play trivia at the brewery. And then more yoga, beer yoga, first Saturday morning of the month at 10:45. So that will be next Saturday, August the 6th. Hard to believe it's going to be August, but
I can hardly wait. I'm so sick of July.
Well, I know, we can't say that because typically August is brutal, so I'm sure hoping we got it out of our system.
Yeah, let's get August out of the way and get into September with
fall
and the cool breezes and such.
And then karaoke every Friday night at Turbo's Sports Bar and Grill at 9. I saw you have your house shoe off and
we're
your regular shoe on.
We're getting close to be able to go up there and spend a night singing our little hearts out there at Turbo's. So.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah.
And then Brian Leedy plays every Friday night at Uncle Jack's. So check out Turbo's and Uncle Jack's Facebook pages for all of their food specials and pick something out that you'd like to eat and go enjoy some live music or some karaoke music. And then the VFW also has hamburger night and a dessert auction on the first Wednesday of the month. So that will be next Wednesday, August the 3rd, 5 o'clock. And everything they make at the VFW is so good. Mm. But it's always great to be able to go and eat dinner and give to a good cause, and they push that money right back into our community, helping our veterans.
Hamburgers and dessert, two of my favorite things right there.
Yes, isn't that not the truth? Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Well, because it's going to be hot today and hot for a few days and then again hot some more. Mm-hmm. Encourage everyone to check out Riverside Beach Family Aquatic Center. I was thinking about the park and the zoo and everything on our way over here, and you know, I think it's 6:55. You could swim in the aquatic center all day long. Mm-hmm. They have a bowl slide and two other regular slides, a lazy river and a swimming pool, a regular swimming pool, recreational pool with diving boards, and then a children's pool. You could do that all day long. Then you could dry off, go grab some food. And I didn't include the food cost in there, but play some miniature golf, and then ride the antique Alan Herschel carousel and ride the train, all for $6.55.
That'll make a whole day out of it for just $6.55, minus the cost of food.
That's right. Yeah. So if you packed a picnic lunch and cut down on your food costs, be very, very affordable. So as I was saying, Riverside Beach Family Aquatic Center, the admission into the pool is only $4. They're open Saturdays through Wednesdays from 1 to 6 and Fridays from 1 to 7. And then you get in half price on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays for the last few hours of the day. So that's from 4 to 6. And then family nights are 5 to 7 on Thursdays and Fridays. Basically, a family of 5 gets in for $5. So that's super affordable. And if you've spent your money on some other things, the park and the zoo has opened up what we call our sculpture garden at Riverside Park. And it's right over by the train area. It's three bronze sculptures of kids with water hoses, and they spray water on Thursdays and Fridays from 11 to 1, and then again in the evening from 6 to 8:30.
It's like running through the sprinklers, but with art.
I know.
Yeah.
And then at Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 3, and again in the evening from 6 to 8:30. So It's cool, and yeah, it's super pretty out there, you know, and it running through the sprinkler at home is a lot of fun. But once you've done that, then you can go check out the park and do that. So we have a little bit of a news flash. So Kiddyland at Riverside Park is officially back open. It's been closed for quite a few months. They've been putting in sidewalks to make it accessible to all, a lot of new ADA sidewalks. And they've taken out some equipment and built a brand new restroom. So we're very, very excited. The Lions Club has put a lot of money into the Kiddyland area. They champion this area. And so I just encourage everyone to get out and check out the smooth sidewalks and the restrooms.
New restroom.
I know. Yeah. And then new improvements are going to be coming as well. So I'll try to keep you posted on things that are happening in Kiddyland.
All righty.
We talked about the train and the carousel, so be sure and check that out. But mark your calendar for Glow Golf Under the Stars the end of August. It'll be Friday, August the 26th at 9 o'clock. That's always super fun. And here's another opportunity for something inside that would be, I think, incredibly interesting and an opportunity you don't want to miss out on. The Public Library at 220 East Maple is hosting Americans and the Holocaust, a traveling exhibition from the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum from Washington, D.C. The exhibit is open now through August the 25th, so be sure and check that out. Don't let those days tick by without going to the library and checking out that exhibit. Leadership Independence is a program of the Chamber of Commerce, and it's gearing up already. It feels like we just graduated our last class, but the 22-23 class year is getting ready to start, and we're looking for, if you're looking for an opportunity to gain some leadership skills or learn more about independence, then consider applying for Leadership Independence. Enrollment is open. Applications are due by Monday, August the 8th. If you want more information about Leadership Independence, you can call the Chamber at 331-1890. One thing I would just tell you, to give you the short version of it, it's a 8-month program. Mm-hmm. It's one day a month away from work, learning about our community and leadership roles and leadership capacities and skills. And it's always the second Thursday. And we have graduated hundreds from the program, and it's such a valuable program because it creates leaders who create leaders who create leaders.
Right.
And that's how we make things happen in our community. If we didn't have great leadership, I wouldn't have 11 pages of things to talk about.
It's like a ripple effect. You throw the pebble in the water and the ripples just spread, and everybody benefits from it.
I know. So we really want to grow our leadership program. So if you're an employer listening, consider choosing one of your employees to participate in the program. I think it's $300 for them to participate the entire 8 months, and that includes all their supplies, all their food, admission to everywhere we take them, and very affordable professional development. Jim Kelly is being honored at a reception that will be held Wednesday, August the 3rd from 5 to 6:30 at the Independence Country Club. So we are honoring him. The entire community is invited to this reception. He's given so much service and dedication to not only Independence, Montgomery County, but you know, the entire part of Southeast Kansas.
Right.
And he's been representing District 11 for 12 years, so that deserves some honoring. And then special presentations will take place at 6 o'clock. Again, everyone is welcome, and it's just an opportunity to honor a great man.
Right.
Business After Hours will be August the 4th, so next week at 5 o'clock at Founders Place. That's 107 North Penn Avenue. If you're a chamber member, admission is $3, and they have lots of prizes, drinks, light hors d'oeuvres, and then they're going to be giving tours of this innovative co-working space. So you want to check out, if you're a chamber member, Business After Hours at Founders Place.
And if you're not a chamber member, I know who you can talk to.
That's right.
To remedy that
situation. I can take care of that. So First Friday, this is another chamber event, but it's open to the public. It'll be Friday, August the 5th. It's co-sponsored by the City of Independence, so everyone is invited to come network with business professionals and community members. Just stay well informed about everything that's happening. This particular event is going to be all about the city.
Mm-hmm.
Independence Community College is going to be the business sponsor, But all of the speakers are coming from the city. They're going to provide a very complete city update, so you don't want to miss it. Chief of Police Jerry Harrison, who I think was on air a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, talking about how the Independence Police Department is not going to do what Uvalde did. They're not going to stand by if there's ever, God forbid, you know, situation like they had. They're going to be trained. They're going to act proactively and eliminate the menace before. And that's what you want to hear from your people who are in charge of your public safety.
That's right. And they do a wonderful job. Mm-hmm. And we're so privileged to have them. And I'm excited to have Chief Harrison speak. And the city finance director, Lacey Leese, will be providing us with an update on our wayfinding signage. So that will be interesting. City engineer John Garris always talks about all the projects that he has going on. I believe the highway is getting ready to open up in Independence this week. So that's exciting. We're doing some temporary signage downtown. Temporary 15-minute parking signage downtown. So he's going to probably give some information about that. Assistant City Manager David Cowan will be talking about some changes to our ordinances. And then we will have our City Manager, Kelly Passour, that will be giving us basically a message from the manager. So excited to have all of them share the hour's worth of time. And the event starts at 7:30. Again, it's open to the public. First Friday is also live streamed on the city's Facebook page and recorded on YouTube. If your work schedule doesn't allow you to attend or your personal life doesn't, you can always still stay well informed because we've made it available on Facebook and YouTube. And then right after First Friday, we have a ribbon cutting at Founders Place. So actually, Founders Place is hosting business after hours on Thursday, and then we're cutting a ribbon on Friday. So we want everyone to come in and check out the pristine carpenter work that's been done in this innovative co-working space. It's super cool. It's something that you usually see in a metropolitan area. So very
excited. Who's to say Independence is not a metropolitan
area?
That's right. You act like one. You got so much stuff going on.
Yes. Activity happens. And then Independence Goes Back to School is Thursday, August the 11th. I know parents are like, or teachers, what happened to the summer? But it's here, and most of the activities will take place around the Riverside Park Oval between 5:30 and 7:30. Skip cooking dinner because they're going to be passing out bulldog bags.
Okay, what's a bulldog bag?
A bulldog bag has a hot dog, some chips and cookies, or one cookie probably, and a bottle of water. Totally free.
Mm-hmm.
And over in another little area, they're going to be giving away watermelon. So there's your dessert.
Yep.
Can't beat it.
Well, the cookie and the watermelon.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Double dessert.
And then they'll be playing lots of games and booths and prizes. There's going to be performances, the band and the dance team and such. So again, that's Thursday, August the 11th in the park. Friday, August the 12th is Brews and Barbecue at Indie Brew Works, 223 East Main. Come out around 5, between 5 and 8, and enjoy some great tasting beer and great tasting barbecue. When you buy, here's the best part, when you buy a beer, you get a free pulled pork sandwich from To Be Smokin'.
Well, there you go.
What a deal.
Yeah,
I
really
know. So then you go and have some beer and barbecue, and then you can actually head out to the Independence Country Club because the Young Professionals of Independence, that we refer to them as YPI, are going to be hosting their annual night golf tournament. And that will be that evening at 8 o'clock at the Country Club. They play 9 holes of golf, have loads of fun. Teams of 2 are $80. Golf carts are $40 per cart. And if you want to get a team, you need to call the chamber now at 331-1890 to sign up because spots are filling up fast. So you need to get your team registered.
Right.
It's a lot of fun, and it's their big fundraiser. If you're looking for something fun to do again, and you are somebody interested in supporting the Independence Community College and you're a pirate fan, they are looking for Pirate Booster Club members. So they meet on the third Thursday of each month at 6:30 at different places, but the third Thursday of August is the 18th. And that meeting, they will be gathering at Turbo's Sports Bar and Grill at 103 West Main at 6:30. So this is not just a committee or whatever. You have to join the Booster Club.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in being a strong pirate supporter, you've got some creative ideas on how to create more support and more activity and excitement around pirate athletics, then you'll want to join this group. So again, that's the third Thursday at 6:30, August the 18th. And this particular month, it'll be at Turbo's.
Mm-hmm.
Last couple things, All Wheels Night, scheduled for Friday, August the 19th. From 6 to 8. We'll also have Kids Night that night. So again, we'll have popsicles, glow sticks, and face painting. And also, Tracy and the Time Travelers will be playing. It's a great band. Live music outside of Dickie's. And then, of course, all the cars will be down there ready to show off. And about 8 o'clock, they'll pull out for the old-fashioned cruising indie experience. And then mark your calendars for the 26th of August at Patio 210, which is right across the street, kind of from the brewery. And we'll be having the official ribbon cutting and unveiling of the mural at 5 o'clock.
What's on the mural?
The mural is an outdoor scene of trees and a grassy area, mm-hmm, and little squirrels and dogs and things. So
a very pastoral scene.
It's,
yes,
cool. Yeah. So you should go check it out when you're in town.
Okay.
Get ready to karaoke.
So. Excellent. Yeah, definitely. Again, so much stuff in such a small town. It really does boggle the imagination to just think about all the things there are to do in Independence. And Lisa Wilson is here every Tuesday to tell us all about it. Now, next Tuesday is the first Tuesday of the month,
okay,
so you'll be here at the 10 o'clock hour. So how do folks get in touch with you?
Give us a call at 331-1890. If you're interested in joining the Chamber of Commerce, you can actually fill out an application on our website at indkschamber.org. You can pick up a paper copy at the Chamber. And like our Facebook page, be sure and, if you know something that's happening in the community and you want it plugged on the radio, I'm happy to do it. It's nice when people feed me information. It makes my job much easier. There's always something fun to do in Independence.
And that's what we're all about. Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce, thank you for joining us on the Mighty 690 KGGF.